Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Janelle Huff. I'm here to help guide you, opening up your true senses for you so that you can trust you in many ways. Today's show, we're going to dive right in and talk about clairaudience. Using tones and sounds to interpret energy, to change the energy field, to receive messages through tones and sounds. And then we're going to dive into a meditation to open up your hearing in your own way. So whether you hear or you see more than one than another right now, we're not really comparing. We're just going to really focus on the auditory, the sound, sound therapy, sound healing, because that vibration works so easily with our energy field because it doesn't have words attached. But there is a tone that vibrates, or there's a vibration that creates without words. And how many times without words have things worked out so much better than trying to force the words through or trying to program yourself more? So this is another way of working with your energy, working with your awareness, your openness, whatever that is for you, to receive messages through your auditory hearing. Whether you hear the voice, hear the sound, hear, listen, maybe you hear, visualize, or you feel it and hear it or heal it, feel it. This is going to connect just all those parameters even deeper for you so that you can get your clear message from your heart center on what is for you, the guidance, the structure, whatever that is for you. It's ready. It's been there. We're just going to attune to it in a new way. So if you're ready, take a deep breath and come along with me on this journey for clairaudience, building, receiving, opening, and using your energy in a whole new way. So let's think about clairaudience in a way. What does it mean? Well, it's the hearing or knowing through hearing, but it wasn't in present form. Maybe it wasn't that person right beside you, but you heard a voice in your head or your spirit spoke to you through your heart center. These messages come through. Or you may hear music or a tone that resonates with your body. And there's other tones when you hear them. What happens? Yeah, your body's like, ugh, I don't like that, or ooh, that's weird. So your sound even has judgment to whether you like it or not. Do you see it? So going into the higher dimension of the energies of Earth, that polarity, that like or dislike, is really releasing up. And it's either you're going to gravitate towards it or it's not for you. And as you gravitate towards you, the sound will resound with you. And as you gravitate towards whatever it is you're hearing, feeling, and knowing, what changes is there are no words. There's rhythm, there's flow, there's energy, it's all there. But it's coming through the audience, the hearing. That's right. Hearing from your inner voice, your inner mind. Not as in hearing your thought processes, which we all listen to our thoughts, and then we're like, whoa, what are we going on that train, right? But to attune and hear that small voice or that loud voice or just that knowing through the ears that says yes. And so we're going to get quiet in stillness of the mind right now. Bring your mind into total stillness. If you need help with that, put the tip of your tongue at the roof of your mouth. Apply a little pressure and breathe. It stops all thoughts. And as you're doing that, we are going to do some tonal energy and talk about tonal channeling. So I want to bring that forth because through this, this is a form of channeling. And channeling only means you're bringing it through you. You're the vessel. You're the messenger. So don't make it woo-woo. Don't make it something outside your belief system that's good, bad, right, or wrong. It's just a gift. It's just a knowing you do naturally. When you memorize something and you verbatim it back, you channel it back. That's as simple as it needs to be. Don't make it something deeper than it is. It really is just a communication source between you and your spirit and those around you, or however you choose to use it for you. Healing through vibration, healing the muscles through vibration, these types of ways. So with that mind quiet, I want you to simply tap in or tune into listening to the sounds around you right now. The subtle sounds of the airflow. Maybe you're in a place where a car is passing by or your computer is humming. You may hear your clock ticking. Just really listen to the subtle sounds for just a moment as I start the energy to run through you and to you for those that are open. There you go. Don't dialogue with the sound. Just stay with it. Notice what you're hearing. It doesn't need a story or a name. Just notice the sound. Oh. And the sounds are going to get even more vibrant, louder, clearer, softer, whatever it is for you. And then let go of outside sound. That's just to turn your ears on. So now go inwardly. Focus on your heartbeat or the beating of your heart. See if you can hear it. Sense if you can hear it. Feel if you can hear it. And now once you hear your heartbeat, take a moment and ask whatever it is you want to know your answer to. Whatever it is that's on your heart that you need clarity with, ask now. And then I want you to take a breath after you ask. And then quiet the mind and intently listen to your heart. And some of you will get longer messages than others. But this is a great practice to tune in and turn on. And while you're here, if you didn't hear anything or you heard everything, we're going to go ahead and amplify the volume so that you do know that you know that you did hear what you heard and you can trust what you heard. So we're amplifying trust and we're amplifying your auditory to trust what you hear, to trust what you hear. I hear what I trust what I hear. Yeah. Trusting the interpretation of the vibration through the mind center. This is a little bit of programming for your clairaudient. Releasing all blocks, fears, anything less than your highest good that may have been blocking the message through your auditory system. And just being open and playful about hearing auditorily. It's so simple and easy if you just allow it. And so just go into feeling what it feels like if you just allow it. Yeah. Here's the key again with your mind. It believes what you believe. It functions as you function. So if you're just going to play and pretend, it works too. Or if you're going to battle it and go, let me see if that really works, it works too. So however you want to set up the test or just the knowing, go ahead. It's okay. It's you and you. But your audience is clearing up. And in this energy that's running through you, take some deep breaths to align the balance. You might find your head going left to right, or you might find pressure in your ears. Just release that out through breath, through movement. And really come into the clear audience of you right now, whatever that feels like, whatever that is. Knows. Step into the being of the clairaudient. Feel what it feels like to be totally, completely clairaudient. That you can hear it all. That you can hear it all. That you can hear it all. Yeah. In the infinite world, what is missing? Nothing. So when you say, I want to hear 20% better, 40% better, all you're doing is slowly ramping up to your 100%. There's no judgment in that because that's how you grow. But in your allness of your energy, you already hear. And if you want to take it to a deeper sensory level, I hear what my body feels. I hear the energy I feel. around me, in me, through me, however you want to do that. These are all mantras to help connect and trust. When your body trusts, your body sighs, and then the belief is embedded. You have to use the belief to build the confidence and the trust behind the belief. And so as you get little short messages and then you get confirmation that was right, take a moment and say, yeah, I know. I knew that. Yes, I was right about that. Get feedback from others. Is this what I'm hearing for you? These are ways for you to engage your gift of natural gift of knowing, of hearing. And so as you use these help you align. They give you signs, signals, symbols, same way as visual, but just in the vibrational tonal manner. The other way is to use vibrational therapy through tuning forks, crystals, whatever that vibrational sound bowls, any type of sound, maybe it's frequencies, maybe it's the Silesio scale, whatever that is for you. Sound is healing. Sound has messages. And so your key is, what is the message within the sound? Right now, many of you on Earth are hearing ringing in your ears, right? So tap into the ringing and play with it. And I'm going to play with it in a big, bold way so that you can bring it down into your world. But what if, and what if I pretended, and what if I pretended I knew what sound was saying in words or symbols for me to know? And that high-pitched sound turned into a message for me. What in within that message would it be for me? And do you need to write it? Do you need to speak it? Or do you just need to simply hear it from your heart? What you're doing is you're turning on your senses. You're bringing down into your energy that this is natural and normal, and I remember hearing, and I know I hear, and as your hearing gets even more trust, value to you, you will begin to use it more. You'll begin to trust it more, and as you do, what will align in you is truth through another sense, because maybe auditory isn't your highest sense. Maybe visual is. Maybe your gut feeling is. There's no right or wrong in this, but if you can amplify them all and learn to use them in many ways, wow, what could stop you from knowing whatever you want to know for you? And this doesn't mean you're a know-it-all. This isn't coming from ego. This is coming from you and your journey of what you need to know for your journey. It's not being nosy in other people's energy and going, what do I hear in their world? Although I do want to talk to you today a little bit about a new gift that is open within me. Well, I won't say new, but presented in a new way. So now when I pull people up in my mind, if you work with me, you know that, or I'm doing energy work with you or coaching, whatever, training, your soul now has a tone. And in that tone, I now see what is off in your energy field, whether it's blocks. I now hear what tones you need, what structure, whatever that is, the vibration, the knowing that you need for you. So that's kind of new for me because I used to just so much rely on the visual and the feeling and the knowing. And so my ears have always been my weakest. So as that's building and as I'm listening more and really interpreting, even though I say I hear it, I feel it, I know it, all these are on so many levels for each of us. So be honest with yourself and let the new gifts come through because our minds have a tendency to go, wait, I used to hear this way and that's the only way I believe I hear, right? Because what is that unconscious mind doing? Keeping us safe, keeping us informed, keeping us in that pattern. And we're like, wait a minute, here's a new way. And so open and embrace it and play with it. Play with it as a new toy. Like, ooh, what's this sound like? Ooh, what's this sound like? So for me, I went around to my animals. I was like, what do you sound like? And I got the sound. And I was like, ooh, what do you sound like? And then I started pulling people with my mind. And I'm like, ooh, what does the soul sound like? And then what came through was the channeling each of them needed. So the channeling comes right through your energy field, kind of like channeling Reiki if you run energy or do energy healing, but it comes through your vocal cords, comes through the tones. So I want to share a little bit of that with you today because when your gifts are open, it's the time to share. So many of you want to hide them until you get them perfected. But the thing is, the perfection is higher than the intention. if you're holding the intention to have that perfect tone for the perfect fetch, but you really don't know what it is, but you're holding the intention of it, no matter what you do, it'll come out because it's the intention behind the energy that creates the action or the change. It's not the fumbling of, oh, did I do that right? Or did I say that right? Or nope. It goes so much beyond that. The unconscious is already connected. You're already connected to the soul. So in our 3D world or in our reality world, we get to play with it on so many levels. So let's do some tonal channeling to embrace your energy. And then I'm going to have you do your own channeling to what you feel you need. So I'm going to do half, and then you get to do the other half. Because you have to learn how to adjust your energy, right? If you go to someone all the time to fix and heal your energy all the time, you're missing the gift of you. Because you're still going outside yourself to find yourself. Yes, it's awesome to use people to use that in a way like heal this or help me with this, right? Like using the services. But then somewhere you got to embody those services within you and go, what can I do? What if I was like that? Or does this fit for me? And not everything will. And some you will do and some you will not. Don't judge it. But stay open to hearing your own healing path. To using your clairaudience to say, what is for me? Or what tone do I need to adjust in my energy field? You don't have to know the chakras and the vibrations and the auric and all the pinpoints. All you have to do is believe and trust in you, that you are your own healer, that you are your own guide with the co-creator of your energy field, whether that's spirit, God, universe, whatever that is for you is right for you. So we're going to do some toning. You just sit back, breathe, relax, and feel what to feel. We'll feel what you feel now. Check in. And then you're going to check in just a moment, and then you're going to check in after you do it for you. And I would love to hear your feedback. So if you're on Facebook with me, give me feedback. If you're on Instagram, give me feedback. Wherever you are, give me feedback. Because you learn through that. Others learn through you when you express what happened because they go, oh, that happened to me. Or, oh, I thought I was the only one, so I didn't share it. So sharing is grandiose to say, hey, this is me too. And we're not really that much different, but we're different enough to be unique. So in that, hold your space and hold your tone of your spirit for you. Here we go. And why you're getting so much breath work is because we're ramping your system up to join in. If you hit someone over the head really hard with a mallet, it hurts, right? So if you full force energy sometimes, so like blow, or your energy gets rocked, we're not trying to rock you. We're not trying to spin your energy. We're just aligning into tonal breath. Tonal breath. Take a deep breath. Go into your body. Check in. See how you feel. Feel the subtleties. Are you different? Are you lighter? What's going on in your ear? Check in. And then right now ask, what sounds would come through me to complete the balance in me. And then take a deep breath. And just allow your vocal cords to flow for you. I'm going to amp up the energy for you. Opening up the throat. If you're coughing, it's clearing. If you're swallowing, you're holding back. You're pushing the energy back down. So let's open up. Just breathe forward. And just whatever sound wants to come through, allow it to come through you. Don't judge it. Just allow. And go. No right or wrong. Go along. Sounds weird. Sounds off. Can't sing. Let all those things go. Has nothing to do with that dimension at all. This is vibration. It's using your vocal cord vibration of your body to tell you to change your cellular memory, to change your energy field, to align you into you, whatever that is for you. And so there's a little blip, there's a little preview of you channeling. So some of you that go around humming, you know those people that hum all the time, you're like, whoa. Yeah, they're actually channeling sound to keep them grounded and in their space. Like, it can only be almost relaxing or comforting to them and almost anxious if they're not humming. Or some people have music on. A lot of people think they have music on so they don't think or they're be distracted. But a lot of times that music is healing and changing the vibration of the person, and it's allowing them to tap into places. So however you use music, however you use sound, look at your definitions and go, what else? How else could I do this? Keep your options open. Keep your voice open. Maybe right before you go to bed, you go into a lower, deeper, like drumming sound or do drumming, and it just kind of locks you into safety, to peace, to knowing that you're protected as you sleep, just using those lower tones. But that's not for everyone. So see, what do the higher tones do to me? What do the lower tones do? Everyone's unique in their response system. So as you play around with this, and use it for you and others. And you can even pull someone else up in your mind and send them sound therapy through your voice. You don't need words. You don't need to tell them how it is. You just need to ask, what vibration, what sound are they, and do they require for balance and centering and expansion? Can you hear it? Like, sounds in your ears are so different right now. Are they amplified? Even your hearing. So if you have lack of hearing, hard of hearing, any of those beliefs, this will help heal that so that you will hear naturally, easily, in the now. And so as you're coming in and playing with your clairaudient, what would be so cool if you could hear what you see or see what you hear? And see how you're connecting those through feeling. So you can take that next step if you haven't already and anchor in. What do I see? I feel. What I hear? I feel. I see. Wherever that takes you. Maybe you feel a vibration. You want to hear that vibration in your ears. Maybe you feel it in your foot and go, what's that vibration my foot sound like? So you put your intention on hearing the sound of whatever you're sounding, right? Whatever you're listening to. That focused intention is what's receiving the feedback. Your key is to keep the mind quiet so that you can receive the feedback through auditory, visual, however it comes for you. It's a mixture for most. But practice this. Play with this. Open up. See what changed after today. What changed since listening, and what are you more aware of auditorily and what's coming to you? And maybe jot down what you hear in your head. Because a lot of people say, well, I heard that, but did I say that or did others say that? Right? So say your name in your head. hear that tone, hear your voice, and then that's your voice. And so if a voice comes in lower, slower, faster, higher, anything other than your voice, then you know you heard energy, whether it was through guide, spirit, vibration, however you believe, God, whatever that is for you. So you're turning on your gut. You're turning on your natural gifts of abilities so that you can hone into you and that you can be your best guidance system in any time, place, and space for you. So as you work with your clairaudient, it will naturally enhance your other abilities. But look up vibrational sound healing, things like that, just to tap into it, see if it's for you. There are so many ways, because we're all unique in how to use our energy, how to just channel and know and speak and share. So I'm gonna amplify one more time your clairaudient, just for balance. For those that like visual, we're turning up the dial, the volume on the dial. So turn it up. Turn your dial up. Yeah. And make sure both speakers are on. And then those of you that are really detailed, you can go in and move the bass and the treble, whatever you need to do. You can get as detailed as you need to believe that you are functioning, you are taking the mind power and the mind control of hearing your own energy. You have that ability. Activate it now to the highest realm, to your highest good. Awesome work today. I know the show is a little bit different, but I just felt led to share that with you today. If you're interested in working with me, reach out, schedule. There's many ways through session, groups, trainings. There's just so many ways we can work together to help you build the trust of you and turn on your intuitive gifts to a whole new level, no matter where they are right now. So I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. Please share with others that you know that it would help. Right? And take a moment and thank yourself for taking this time to work on you today. That's self-love. You did it. Whenever you did this, whenever you listen to this, that's self-love for you. You took time for you today. Thank you. Thank you. Really be blessed in your gratitude right now. Really hone in on what the sound of gratitude is for you. Play around with this. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.